What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the For the Good podcast.
We're so glad you're here.
Our mission is to reach the next generation by encouraging you using God's word.
We cover topics like Christian dating. God does not want someone to come to him because of a person.
Finding your godly spouse. That's how God works in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Following God's will for your life.
We think that we should be omniscient with God. And staying close to God when the world tempts you. Or it can be worshiping the right God in the wrong way. Romans 8:28 says,
"And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose."
This podcast is for God's good and to grow his kingdom.
Our prayer is that this ministry provides you with a healthy Christian community that you can be a part of.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the For the Good podcast.
Yeah, woo, yeah. Thank you. Settle down.
If only we had a live audience.
Yeah, settle down now.
We hope that you guys enjoyed the new intro.
Yeah, I was going to say, that new intro, let us know in the comments, was it bang? Actually, I know it was banging. Shout out to one of our very close friends of ours, JB. If you haven't watched that episode, it's in season two. JB and I go into some stuff. And shout out to him and his fiance, getting married soon.
They're next.
Congratulations, guys. I know y'all watched this podcast. We will be at their wedding in October,
mm-hmm.
and then they will be on this podcast married.
Mm-hmm.
That will be fun. But yeah, if y'all need editing stuff or whatever, dude, shout out to JB. Go to him. He's been on my Instagram. He's been on our podcast. Very good friend of ours. If y'all need work done in that area, go reach out to him, dude.
Very, very talented.
Yeah.
He did a really good job.
He's a G. Yeah. I don't know if you would take that as a compliment, but you know,
he's awesome.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very fun. Very awesome guy.
Yeah.
But season three,
underway. He's got some new bling.
Got some blingy.
And I have an addition.
And she has some new blingy. And we are now a family.
We are one.
Yes. We are one. And yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit about the wedding.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the wedding and newly married life and how it's been. And this is just going to be a super chill episode. We just want to talk to you guys about what we've learned so far, what we've been through. And I don't know how long this will be, but
yeah. And, just gonna
catch y'all up to speed.
Yeah. And if, you know, God wants to completely derail this thing and, you know,
we start spitting.
And then, you know, God starts convicting my flesh. And then, yeah. So that's usually what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
Is I'll start saying something. I'm like, ooh, man, I got convicted. Here we go. So why don't you start, honey?
What do you want to start with? You want to talk about the wedding?
Yeah, I want to talk about the wedding. Yeah.
Okay. The wedding was amazing. And the wedding was also very, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
But Asher and I were also talking about this. A lot of people are like, the wedding goes by so fast, like soak in every moment. And it's like, well, yeah, it goes by fast because it's only 5 hours.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
The wedding started at 5 and we left at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, yeah, it's going to go by fast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's because I think we heard that from actually everyone,
yeah,
including the people that aren't married.
Yeah.
And it's like, thanks for the advice. Yeah. Like, we wouldn't soak up every moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I didn't know if it was like something encouraging that people were trying to say to us or whatnot, but mm-hmm. something about Michelle and I is we always, well, especially me, I always analyze the advice that I get.
Like who you're getting it from. You analyze
who
you're getting it from.
Who I'm getting it from, where their heart posture is, and also, is this actually good advice? Does mm-hmm. it line up with God's word? And then I usually talk to Michelle about it. And that was the biggest piece of advice we got on our wedding day is soak it all up. It only happens once and it goes by really fast. And then Michelle and I analyzed it because both of us got it actually in the car ride home.
Mm-hmm.
And we think about it and we're like, well, of course it goes by fast. It's 5 hours mm-hmm. and we're the star of the show.
Yeah. We were go, 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 like all night.
Like our wedding coordinator was like, water now.
Yeah.
Like she would give us a bottle. She's like, you don't have time here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, yes, ma'am.
Or she'd come over and be like, okay. But she was so good about it because it wasn't like, all right, we got to go do this. We got to go do this. It was like, okay, now next we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Like it was like she worded it in like such a calm way. So everything went by really fast. But the ceremony was beautiful.
I want to take a pause on that part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Talk about the ceremony, honey.
Like what happened?
Yeah. Just what people were feeling and...
Yeah. So they were feeling the presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We did like, you know, typical wedding stuff first, right? So Asher's dad actually married us, mm-hmm. which was amazing and super, super, super special.
Yeah.
And he just went over like what we were doing there, how God created marriage and that it was a covenant and just really the importance of it. And then we exchanged personal vows.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did just the typical repeat after me vows. The personal vows, I think, got to people, especially us.
Especially us. Here we go.
It was really, really special.
So real quick, because everyone's different when it comes to this part. Some people want to have them in private. Some people want to do it before the wedding. Some mm-hmm. people want to do it after the wedding. Some people want to do it in front of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle and I want to do it in front of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
There's no like right or wrong way to do it. I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure JB and Neil are actually doing it in private,
mm-hmm.
Which is completely fine. Mm-hmm. Like there's not a right or wrong way to do it, but that's what opened people's eyes is because there's wedding. Cool. You're going to a wedding, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And what Michelle and I kind of realized is no one really knows me on her side
mm-hmm.
and no one really knows her on my side.
Yeah.
So,
or if they do, it's like they don't know how we feel about each other.
Exactly.
That's not something that just like exactly. we sit around a campfire and say, I am just so in love with Asher and this is why.
Yeah.
You know, like
I met a couple people on your side of the family. And it was like your grandma, for example, I met her on FaceTime
mm-hmm.
for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And she's a big part of your life. And on my side, my grandma met you in person for 5 minutes at her husband's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like her mind was not on, oh, y'all are getting married. No, her husband literally just died.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So there, no one really had a lot of context
mm-hmm.
about who we are as a couple and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then once we started saying our personal vows, I didn't like look at the crowd or anything, but I could feel like just the presence of God in that room
mm-hmm.
and people opening their eyes and be like, oh goodness.
It was almost like a, this is why y'all are here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is why exactly. we're getting married.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that because again, regular ceremonies are, well, you say I do, I do. Now y'all may kiss the bride. Mm-hmm. Like a very typical ceremony is, that like a typical ceremony is 10 minutes
mm-hmm.
straight up.
Mm-hmm.
You go in, say vows, I do, kiss,
exchange boom. Rings. Done.
Yeah. Yeah. Ours boom. Was completely different.
Yeah.
Ours was closer to, I think it was like 32 minutes or something.
It was around 30. I thought it was going to be 45,
yeah.
but it was around 30.
It was around 30 minutes. And our personal vows probably were the longest because mm-hmm. it took us some time to get through.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have that much. It was only like 3 paragraphs, about like 700 to 800 words. And there were some times where we couldn't really get through a sentence. Mm-hmm. So we kind of had to wait. But that was just us professing our love for each other.
Mm-hmm.
The whole I do vows, those are like set in stone that most people say.
Mm-hmm.
And personal vows are more like, this is why I love you, though, mm-hmm. not because this is what you have to say to get married.
Right,
you
right. know?
And then that's when people kind of open their eyes up and they're like, oh, wait a second. Now I kind of understand these jokers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny when Michelle and I thanked all the guests for coming, no one said anything about the reception.
No.
Everyone said how beautiful the ceremony was.
Yeah.
We're talking about people who aren't believers
mm-hmm.
that said that ceremony was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And then we had Jason and Rodney, my old worship leaders, at Hope City in Houston, lead worship at the end. That was really cool. We sang gratitude. I know, very like typical song. However, it was very different in that scenery. Yeah. It's one thing to sing in at church, but it's a completely another thing when you're at the altar with your wife or fiance, best friend at the time,
mm-hmm.
and you know you're at the altar literally dying,
mm-hmm.
so y'all can become one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, honey, that's one thing that hit me hard at the ceremony too. It was so funny. We were walking down, and we were about to get in line to go in. And my brother and James looked at me. They were like, "How are you feeling?" I was like, "Time to go die." And they're like, "What do you mean?" And I was like, "Who lives at the altar?" And they were like, "Nobody." And I was like, "Exactly. I got to go die. And yeah. so does Michelle."
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of two becoming one.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, you know, when you give yourself, when you give your life to Jesus at the altar, you're not saying, "It's time for me to live."
Mm-hmm.
No, you're saying, "It's time for me to die."
Mm-hmm.
Because he gives us life.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with going to the altar with your wife.
Yeah.
You didn't go there to live. You went yeah. there to die.
Yeah.
And still to this day, you and I are dying to mm-hmm. each other. And
dying to ourselves.
Dying to ourselves, yeah. I said that wrong.
Let's be careful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but that was a funny reaction because Hunter James was like, "Wait, what are you
yeah.
talking about?"
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The worship was cool because there was people singing that we didn't think were going to sing.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, we sang Gratitude, and at the end, I was done, honey.
Yeah.
I was so done. I couldn't even look at you. I had my eyes closed, my head down. I was going like this, like not going well.
Yeah.
And Rodney stopped singing
mm-hmm.
at the very end of the song, or the second to last bridge, and because it says all I have is a hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
and he stopped singing,
mm-hmm.
and all you could hear in the chapel was people saying that, and it was like, it felt like God was like this,
mm-hmm.
like his hand was like on the chapel, and whew.
You're gonna make me start crying.
Yeah, I know. It's getting to me a little bit, but yeah, it was just really cool because that's something that Michelle and I just prayed for so much about in our engagement season, was just like, we don't care
mm-hmm.
about us.
Mm-hmm.
We just want people to be curious about you and just to glorify you.
Truthfully, that's why we went through with having the wedding. So mm-hmm. if you heard about like the financial things that happened with planning the wedding, we were under contract, so it would have been hard to pull the plug on it and just like elope or go to the courthouse. But the reason why we went through with it and that we organized it to be that way was because we wanted people to open their eyes when they were there, mm-hmm. right? We have people in both of our lives that are questioning, yeah. asking questions, maybe a little bit curious, kind of on the fence, or maybe they are on that journey pursuing the Lord, you know, like, and we just really wanted to take the time to make him the spotlight. Like, yes, we were getting married and that was a big deal and a big life event, but we wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for God.
Yeah.
You know, like, so we just really wanted to put the focus on that. And it was really, really special.
Yeah. And that's what we really emphasized. And the thing is, honey, whether you're a believer or not a believer, you can't escape God's presence.
Mm-mm.
That's the thing you can't escape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people in that room weren't believers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them were believed in Jesus but didn't follow him.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people in that room weren't believers. And one thing you can't escape is God's presence. And God's presence was in that room
mm-hmm.
like crazy. There was just a lot of prayers that went into it. Whole lot of honor. There was a lot of respect in that room as well.
Mm-hmm.
My dad did a very good job at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I told him is because God shows up in places where he is respected, and is honored. That's something that John Bevere talks about in The Awe of God, mm-hmm. in his book. And that's, I talked to my dad about that. I was like, people need to respect God in this area and honor him.
Mm-hmm.
You need to set that tone, because if you don't, people aren't going to know what's happening.
Yeah.
And the tone was set immediately.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, we're here because of God. Mm-hmm. Those were, that was the first sentence.
Mm-hmm.
We're here because these two are becoming one.
Mm-hmm.
And it set the tone immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the ceremony. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk pre-ceremony now?
Pre-ceremony.
Well, yeah, like what was it like leading up to it? Like
doing it backwards.
Well, ceremony was important. I just wanted to talk about
that. Yeah.
What were your emotions and stuff like that going forward or before the ceremony? Like,
I felt amazing. Everyone was like, how are you? Are you getting nervous? And I was like, I'm okay. I'm great.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing I was nervous about was tripping.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I didn't have anyone to hold on to. I walked myself down the aisle, so I was afraid I was going to, like, trip on my dress or, I don't know, something was going to happen. But, yeah, I felt amazing. I was with my best friends, hanging out, getting ready, and, yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a lot more nervous than Michelle. We prayed like an hour before, back to back. I was a lot nervous when that happened. Just because like, it was just weird. Like, we're getting married and I haven't seen you in 24 hours.
Yeah.
It was like, now I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you and I haven't seen you.
That was the hardest part. 'Cause we didn't even hang out that week.
Yeah. It was just very weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt a lot better after that. I think the funniest part was when one of my best men, James, he came up to me and he was like, are you nervous? And I was like, I mean, yeah, but it's expected. And he was like tense. And I was like, are you? And he was like, I'm so nervous. And I was like, dude, you're just going to stand there. What do you mean? And he was like, man, I don't know. My best friend's getting married. I'm just really nervous. And I was like, yeah, I mean, big day for you. Seriously.
Yeah. in the speech part. Yeah. He was nervous for his speech.
Yeah. And he was going up to my brother like every hour. Got four more hours, man, for that speech. And then every hour, three more hours. You ready?
Yeah.
Just like on the dot. And yeah. Hunter every time was like, yeah, I guess my brother didn't have anything prepared.
Yeah.
He went up there and he was like, congratulations, dude. I mean, growing up together.
And, yeah. Told a story.
Yeah. He told a story about me falling off my sister's bike. And then, he was like, yeah, man. I mean, congrats.
Yeah.
Cheers, I guess. Yeah. He was very happy for us. He didn't have anything prepared.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm going to be at his wedding. Yeah. I'm not going to have anything prepared for him.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to tell him he smells bad or something. And then I'm going to say cheers to smelliness. I don't know.
Yeah.
James's speech was really good though.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good. I can tell he took some time to, you know, just facilitate what words he wants to use and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, before the wedding was fun. I had a half of a can of Michelob Ultra to try and calm my nerves. Michelob is probably one of my favorite beers. Didn't like it that day. Didn't taste good.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I couldn't finish it. Like, yeah. I drank half and I was like, I don't know. I tried to play pool. Couldn't really play pool, so I just kept on like walking back and forth, just pacing around the room. And then the bow tie, man, the bow tie. I couldn't tie that thing for the life of me. I used to be really good at tying bow ties when I was in grade school, like 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and I haven't tied one since, and I tried. And my biceps were just on fire. Like, I just couldn't tie it. So luckily her dad was there, and her dad's a tailor, so he helped me out. Shout out to Mr. Jeffrey. Jeffrey B. That was cool. There was one other thing I wanted to say. Oh. Well, this is kind of after the ceremony. But I was going to say our wedding coordinator, she was like, do y'all want to drink after? And I was like, yeah, I'll take a little cocktail. And I think you had like a Tito's and club soda or something mm-hmm. like that. This woman comes back with a Jack and Coke quadruple shot.
Yeah.
I took one sip and almost threw up.
Yeah. Mine was really strong too. I was like, okay.
Yeah. And I go up to her and I was like, hey, did you put in like three shots? She was like, I told you, I got you. And I'm like, sweetheart, I don't get drunk. Yeah. I just wanted something to sip on.
Yeah.
But we should have just asked for wine.
Yeah. That's what I wanted. But it's okay.
All right. Walk me through yours, honey. Pre-ceremony. I mean, I just
told you.
No. I want details. I want details.
Okay. I woke up in the hotel.
Yeah.
With Kaylee.
Yeah.
And we went down and got breakfast. Everyone was down there. I held baby Ridge for a while, which is my best friend's baby. Got some baby cuddles. And then went back up.
See, stinky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stinky.
Yeah. Always stinky.
And then I practiced my vows while Kaylee was in the shower. And she came out when I was still reading them. Because I didn't know that she was done because she left the shower on because I was steaming the robes that we were going to get ready in.
Oh.
So she didn't turn the shower off. Yeah. She just came out of the bathroom and I was facing the window reading them. And I had gotten to the part where I started crying and I turned around and I have like tears all over my face. She's like, sorry, are you okay? I was like, yeah, just practicing my vows. And she was like, okay. Yeah. And then we loaded the car up and went to the venue really early, started setting stuff up. I didn't set anything up. I was going to, but Melissa was like, our wedding coordinator was like, no. You're going to go enjoy your morning. But I was like the second to last person that they actually got ready because they always wait on the bride because they want your makeup and your hair and everything to be like fresh. Mm-hmm. So I was just hanging out while everyone was getting ready. And then everyone was in their makeup and like ready to go by the time I got ready. And then it all got ruined because they all started crying. Mm-hmm. I was like, maybe we should have done it the other way around. Our photographer was an hour late.
Yeah, that was...
So that was not fun.
Our videographer was so pissed.
Yeah, he was there really early.
He was there really early, and I'm like, hey, man. And he was like, what's up? And I asked him, I was like, do we need to start getting ready? And he was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was like, aren't you the videographer? And he was like, yeah, but your photographer is not here yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's 2:30.
Yeah.
And we were getting married at 5.
She was supposed to be there at 2.
Yeah.
She ended up getting there a little after 3:00.
And he was like, yeah, she's going to be late. Or he was like, yeah, I don't know where she is. And I said, okay, well, I've never been married.
Yeah.
I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
I mean, I can walk into the chapel with sweatpants. I think the pictures are going to look goofy, but I do have a suit. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, I just need you to tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah.
And so then James comes up to me. It's like 2:45. He's like, dude, we got it. It's 2 hours. And he was like, aren't we supposed to take pictures? And I was like, I thought. And so he goes downstairs and talks to Melissa, our wedding coordinator. And he goes, hey, are we supposed to get ready? And she was like, why aren't you ready? You're in your sweatpants. Go get ready. Go tell everyone to get ready now. And James comes running upstairs. He's like, we need to get ready. She looked a little bit upset.
Yeah. Well, she wanted everyone to be ready when the photographer got there, mm-hmm. because she was immediately coming to my suite because we wanted to get robe pictures.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even get dressed. And no one else could get in their dress until we took those pictures. So we had like everything set up. Like we were on the couch when this woman walked in, mm-hmm. and then she started like taking pictures.
Yeah.
And we got them. It's fine. We got dressed and then we took more pictures. Asher and I did not do a first look.
Oh, but yeah.
We took separate pictures. So like I got pictures with my bridesmaids and you got pictures with your groomsmen.
Yeah.
Like separately, just all guys and all girls. And then, yeah. After the wedding, we all came together and took pictures as a bridal party. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, I forgot to also say this. I bet y'all are wondering, oh, did you cry when you saw? Yeah, I cried. Okay. Yes, I did.
Yes, he did.
Yes. Of course I did. I'm very emotional. I'm an emotional person. You had a fart?
No.
Oh.
I just don't think you're an emotional person.
Oh. I am with you.
in the right context, yeah. About Jesus or me.
It's really only about those two things.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I'm emotional about her and
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, because we cry during worship at church. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
basically
about...
on the weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll look over at each other. It's so funny. Matt will tell me that too. He was like, they always get me.
Yeah. Yeah.
he'll tell me that. He's like, they play that one song. And then I'm like, shoot, they got me again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because it usually starts upbeat and then it gets like really emotional, mm-hmm. at least from what I've noticed. But yeah, so that was before. Yeah, I got to get all zipped up and done up in my dress. There was like 50 buttons on the back that I was unaware of.
Yeah.
Or not. Well, they were button. There was like strings that went around like a little button.
Yeah.
Took a long time. It was so funny. My mom was like fake doing it just for photographer. I think I told you this story.
Jeff did the same thing too. Your dad.
With the bow tie.
He already finished. Yeah.
Yeah. So she was like, well, my buttons were undone though.
Uh huh.
So she was like fake doing it. And the photographer's taking pictures and I'm like, mom, smile, like, you know, make a face like you're happy to be here. Not that you're focusing on this button, you know, because it's for just a picture. All I hear behind me is, I can't get it. I can't get it. And I was like, mom, it's just for photo ops.
Yeah.
Like Melissa can button up the rest of it. It was really funny because she was worried she wasn't going to do it or be able to do it. But yeah. And then we got to pray back to back before the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really special.
Yeah, but reception was pretty standard. We mm-hmm. ate, we danced.
Oh, it wasn't that standard. We added some things that people usually don't do.
That's right. We did pictures with everyone.
Yeah, so we did like run around the room and take a picture with every table as fast as you can before the song ends.
Yeah.
We played the shoe game.
Mm-hmm.
So you sit back to back with a bride shoe and a groom shoe, and then you hold it up. Depending on the answer. So it was like, who's funnier? I held up yours. You held up yours.
Mm-hmm.
Who's cooler? I held up mine. You held up mine.
Yeah.
And then...
it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. I think my mom said people were really surprised at how well we knew each other.
Yeah.
It's like, So that's what happens when you remove physical intimacy and you focus on communication. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's new to everybody.
It is new to everyone. And I pray they listen to this season because mm-hmm. we're going to be talking a lot about sex. Hope y'all are ready. Honey. Stay tuned, man. I'll tell you what, dude. Michelle and I love having sex.
Stop.
What?
It.
I'm just being serious.
You're that pastor openly talking about it.
Of course, because I mean
we haven't even finished the wedding part. Let's finish talking about
I know. I was just, you know, they were 28 minutes in. They want to know.
I just want to preface this. Asher has been waiting ever since we knew we were going to get married to be able to openly talk about it after it happened.
Yes. I wasn't marrying Michelle to have sex with Michelle.
Correct. But he's excited to be able to openly talk about it because it's in the right context.
Exactly. I don't feel guilty talking about it. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it feels like it's going to just open a lot of people's eyes. It's going to free some people. It's going to help some people. And yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm very excited. Yeah. We'll touch a little bit on it this episode. But
yeah.
We'll get into it a little bit more in season 3.
So...
But
hanging on
to this episode. So that was reception. Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun. Oh, and then we also changed.
Yes, I want to get into this part.
Okay.
Okay. So we go in Michelle's changing room.
Oh, we're going fine details here.
Yeah, we go in Michelle's changing room. Michelle takes off her dress and is naked.
Not naked.
Yes. Well, you have a bra on with
I had underwear on.
Yeah, with your underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember I came up and...
Well, I was in the bathroom and I was changing and I needed your help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I came up and like smacked your butt and you were like, honey. And I was like, I'm allowed to do this.
I was oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, you were like, oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Asher helped me out of my wedding dress. Not like that. Just...
No, yeah, we didn't do anything. I don't think I gave you a kiss in there.
No, we had to change.
Yeah, we had to go really fast. We had to pack up all of our stuff and then go back out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what sweatshirts we're wearing. Mine says husband. Her says wife. These are the sweatshirts we changed into, and we had like some sweatpants too with matching bands. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Really special. We went back out there and danced.
You know what I really don't remember, honey? I don't remember the ride home we had.
We talked a lot, and well, you talked a lot.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. And
did I talk about a lot? Did I talk a lot about what people were telling me?
Yeah. And it was like a lot of random stuff. It wasn't like, we talked about things that didn't have to do with the wedding, but we did have a 45 minute drive home.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of time to talk. I was a little nervous driving because it was late and it was a Friday night, and I was like, please just be careful.
Yeah.
Like, get us there safely. And that sounds bad, but nothing good happens in the evening if people are drinking and stuff. So, but yeah, we just had a normal conversation like we do on our walks on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
It was about random stuff. I think you were talking about, like, you said something about work, like someone that you had a call with or something. It was just like a basic conversation, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we went home. And we went right to sleep.
Yeah. Wait, actually, I don't know what we did.
We came in.
We came in.
And we changed. No, we took a shower.
Yeah, we took a shower.
Yeah, because I felt really gross.
Yeah. We took a shower together.
Did we take a shower first? Wait, I don't remember.
Actually, I don't remember.
We may not have.
I don't remember, actually.
I don't think we did, actually. We took a shower later. Anyways, we had the freedom of laying in bed together.
That was really cool. Well, like, actually, I'm just going to be honest and upfront with you guys. I slept terrible.
Yeah.
So, another backstory about me. I have slept with girls in their beds in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle has slept with guys that she dated in the past. I have never, ever slept good with a woman in the same bed as me, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we're married. Surely I'm going to sleep good tonight. On the wedding night, nope, slept terrible. Now I fall asleep instantly, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he kicks me off the bed. He sleeps so good that he's...
Well...
I'm not there.
Yeah, no, you're not.
That's something we're working through.
Your heart beats there, and that's all it's...
I don't really care, though, as long as you're getting sleep. I have not been sleeping good, but there's just a lot of other things going on.
Yeah.
A lot of things going on in my head, and just, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, we're just catching y'all up to speed. So when we had sex, Michelle cried. That was cool.
Honey! And yeah.
You did?
I did.
Yeah, you were.
It wasn't like tear. It was like sobbing.
Yeah.
Like I was hysterically crying. Like my body was shaking.
Yeah.
I was crying so much. It wasn't bad cries.
Yeah.
It was just because I literally, it was euphoric and I felt God's presence in that moment. I can't even explain it. Like you think that you're close to God when it's just you. Like once you become one with someone, where we talked about this and we can go in more in detail, where two or more are gathered, there I am also, right? We're always together.
Yeah.
And I just, not that I didn't have a good relationship with the Lord before, because I did, and it was amazing and it still is amazing, but like it is another level when you're with someone that's also following the Lord. You just like, that, yeah, it was just a really special moment. I'm not even talking about like, we're not going to sit here and be like the feeling or all that stuff. It's just like, I don't know. It wasn't even that. It was connecting on that level in the right context, having the Lord literally there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that may sound weird to some people.
But it may,
it's true.
But the truest form of intimacy with your partner is when y'all are inside of each other. And I mean, like, let's talk about the importance of being equally yoked, okay? Because people say, well, I'm still married to an unbeliever and we're fine. Paul never said it can't work. Paul said it's not wise. Why does Paul say that? Paul says that because he wants you to be as close to God as possible. Do you think that you're going to be as close to God as possible if there is one believer and one unbeliever? Absolutely not. That's like saying, are you going to grow closer to Jesus if you hang out with a Muslim every single day? No, you're not. Y'all have literally the opposite beliefs. I don't care what anyone, you may be a Muslim watching this and say, oh, we share the same belief. No, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
No, y'all literally have really, really put down Jesus' name, calling him a prophet. He's much more than that. We do not follow the same Jesus whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I just want to get that out there. So, anywho, yeah, so Michelle and I was talking to a friend, and he was going through some relationship troubles and stuff like that, and I got a revelation when I was talking to him, and because I asked him, I was like, have you gotten closer to God or farther away from God with him? And he was like, well, you know, we do Bible studies sometimes, but I feel like sometimes I've gotten closer, but other times I've been like farther away, and like right now I feel the farthest away possible. And I was like, so why would God put a woman in your life that would push you farther away from him? Because all he wants is a relationship with you, correct? He was like, correct. And then God just like spoke through me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, that's why there needs to be two believers in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Because when there are two believers in a relationship, that's when you're always going to be in my presence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that Michelle and I have felt. We're not in the same rooms when we work. Mm-hmm. But I am. There's not a minute that goes by in this household where her and I are not at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, we're just in the presence of God always.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this to my engaged couples, recently married couples, or even married couples for 10 years. Y'all are a lot longer down the road or whatever. But one thing that I have learned that Michelle and I have been tackling in these two to three weeks, your goal as a couple, a successful couple, is growing their relationship with God together.
Mm-hmm.
And to be in his presence always.
Mm-hmm.
That's a successful marriage.
Mm-hmm.
A successful marriage is not, oh, I got the yacht, oh, I got the expensive house. No. A successful marriage and a successful relationship that will last a lifetime is you and her trying and doing your best to be in the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's success in God's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be pretty tough when y'all aren't equally yoked.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty tough.
Yeah.
All right.
I would have been crying for a different reason if you weren't exactly a believer.
Exactly. Yeah. And that wasn't scripture, just to let you guys know. That was just something that I have really gotten revelation on from how God is speaking me through this marriage season so far. And yeah, so that was really cool because, you know, whenever Michelle and I do have sex and whatnot, it's not really
it's not a selfish reason
exactly
to be pleased.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to put it.
Yeah. Cause that's how the world views it.
Yeah.
Right. So the reason why people hook up and get together is because they selfishly want to get pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or feel loved or whatever. It's always about self, but that's not how we go about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I don't even care if you're a unbeliever, atheist or whatever. Dude, if you just do it God's way, you're just going to feel so much more fulfilled. And also just the connection you have with your partner, when you're married, is just so special. Like my heart and prayers really go out to the couple who have had sex before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's hard for them to stop.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
Because y'all have dabbled in it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know the intimacy that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all don't have the covenant yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man.
Mm-hmm.
The covenant is between two physical bodies.
Yeah.
But that's what breaks me. Is mm-hmm. It's like, I, again, not to toot Michelle and I's own horn or anything, but that's one thing I've told Michelle basically every single day is I say, I am so thankful that we just waited until we got married.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we slipped up in other ways. We have forgiven ourselves for that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, God has forgiven us. And we can't regret what we did because we have to, you know, take accountability for what we did. Not proud of it. However, I am very proud of us for not slipping up and going one step further.
Mm-hmm.
And just being like, oh, well, we may as well have sex. Mm-hmm. We didn't do that. So it was really cool that we waited because, I don't know, you saying I had sex with my wife for the first time on our wedding night feels like you won a gold medal. Seriously.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it feels so much more special.
Yeah. And I'm going to read this. I put this on my story today. I feel like it fits.
Okay.
And I feel like someone needs to hear it. So it says, the gospel sounds very strange to a generation that has been told they are perfect, loving themselves is virtuous, their heart is always right, and nothing is more important than being happy. Summary. The gospel sounds very strange to a generation who is extremely selfish,
mm-hmm.
because the gospel is all about selfless acts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wait until your wedding night to have sex, a lot of people will think that that is selfish.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, on the flip side, it's the most selfless thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say on that matter, really, honey. Good. Yeah.
Are we done with the wedding night?
Yeah. Or that's chapter one, done with the wedding night.
Chapter one, done with the wedding part.
Yeah.
Okay. So after that, we both didn't get like much sleep that night because it was just an adjustment, you mm-hmm. know, having someone else here yeah. and living in the same space that weekend before we left. So we moved the rest of Asher's stuff, turned in his keys, and... yeah, we did married life that weekend, but we were busy getting mm-hmm. stuff ready and done. And then Monday, we left for our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
Where did we go, honey?
We went to Clearwater, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Had some fun. Yeah, it was great. I mean, I can't complain. Being on the beach with a supermodel's cool.
Honey! you were just staring at me when I was talking, and I was like, is he okay?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, it's an honor just, you know, when we were at the beach, we were getting so many looks, and the whole time I was like, yeah, I know. Crazy.
Honey, crazy, stop. Isn't
it? Yeah, and yeah, that's all I got to say about that, man.
Yeah, so we went to Clearwater. Do you want to go through what we did on our honeymoon?
Yeah.
Okay. So we went to the beach a lot. I got sun poisoning on my chest.
Yeah, you did.
That was not fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was towards the end, though. The beginning, we just went to the beach and chilled and went to a restaurant the first night. The second day, I forget what we did. Was the second
day was the pirate ship.
Yeah. Okay. So Asher convinced me that we needed to go on this pirate ship.
Uh-huh. It was so fun.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. When you first told me, I was like, this is going to be a thing with like a bunch of little kids running around and we're just going to be like the only adults or like the only like middle-aged people, whatever. 20-year-olds. And because we didn't get to see the ship.
Yeah.
Like when we went to go buy the tickets, the ship was already gone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think it was there. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't really know what to expect. So we booked a time later in the day. We went to enjoy the beach and then went back and got ready because we were treating it as a date night.
Mm-hmm.
And we show up to this pirate ship and there's like a couple kids. They weren't very young. They were like average age. I don't think there was...
What's their average age, honey?
Like 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like preschool.
Yeah.
It wasn't like infants
or
toddlers.
Yeah.
It was like they were.
Yeah. It was like 5 to 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there weren't that many. And then they were with their parents or their grandparents or whatever. But it was so fun because the kids were at the bottom of the ship.
Yeah.
And all the adults, they had like this upper adult only deck.
Uh-huh.
And all the adults were just sitting up there.
It was so cool. Like, yeah. I am so going to take our kids there.
Yeah, 100%. It was really
because
fun.
it's literally like a daycare.
It is.
Like the captains,
uh-huh.
they play games with the kids.
Yeah.
While all the adults are up on the mm-hmm. Upper deck getting hammered.
Well, now, the ones that we were with. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Michelle and I, obviously, I think I had like 3 beers or something and you had like 2 glasses of wine.
Yeah.
but it was unlimited.
It was, yeah.
It was $40 for unlimited and a boat ride. Like, it was kind of a steal.
Yeah.
I texted Ian because he goes to Clearwater a lot, my old roommate. And I was like, yo, dude, Michelle and I are going on the pirate ship. He's like, dude, no way. I've never done that. I heard it's so much fun. He got me really hype about it before he went on it. But it was
really fun. It was a lot of fun. The people on there were really, really nice.
Yeah. Met some people from Germany. Mm-hmm. That was cool. They were slammed. Couldn't really have a conversation with them.
They had been drinking before they got on there.
Yeah. They were drinking before and it was like down.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. They were. So the guy would come, I think he went up to
three times, or was it four? I think it was three times.
Okay, three times. They were going downstairs and upstairs.
In between when he would come up. Yeah.
Like, they probably had, both of them combined, a full bottle of wine and like a couple beers to tap it all off. And it was so funny. They were on the phone with one of their friends and they were like, yeah, I think we're just going to hit the bars later. Third night... same thing, beach, whatnot. Then we went on a cruise. That was a lot of fun.
Was that the third?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The yacht. Not a cruise, it was a yacht. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Star Night yacht.
It was a dinner yacht.
Yeah. And I messed up. I had a lot of dinner or a lot of food.
Snacks.
Snacks in the afternoon specifically. And I was so full.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get to enjoy the food that much, which was unfortunate.
Because it was a buffet. Yeah. And Asher would have gone crazy for the buffet if he wouldn't have eaten earlier.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't, I'm going to tell you guys right now, it wasn't some CC's Pizza.
Yeah. Or Golden Corral.
No, this was like very good salmon.
You know what it reminded me of? Prom food.
Okay.
At least at my high school.
I didn't have food at prom.
Oh, okay. So at my high school, we ate at prom. And it was in the Paul Brown Stadium, the Bengals Stadium.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And it was a very, very nice dinner, but it was a buffet.
Oh.
So that's how they did it. You would walk up with your plate and you would get like really nice food from these. It was, or kind of like a wedding. Yeah. You know, it was just like.
It was wedding food. That's what it was. It was
really, really, really good.
That's a great way to put it. Wedding food. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was more upscale than what we fed our people.
Yes. Yeah. But, yeah. Well, because they got barbecue.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Very, very fun time. A lot of cool couples. Old couples. Mm-hmm. We're talking there. We met someone. I think they were celebrating their 55th or was it 50th?
It was 50th.
50th?
Wedding anniversary, yeah.
And the guy was like foreign or something. Looked about 40.
Yeah, he looked
really
young.
He was pushing 80.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and yeah, they were a very nice couple. I forgot what she told us. I think her advice was continue to date your partner.
It was. Yeah, it was.
It was either continue to date your partner or she just said communicate on literally everything.
No, she said date your partner. She said always go on dates.
Yeah.
And they had 4 kids.
Mm-hmm.
They still made time for each other.
That's right. They did say dates. Yeah.
Because I remember I left and I said, honey, that's going to be us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we want 4.
Yeah. And we told the DJ he had way too much fun at his job. Man,
oh, my goodness gracious.
75 years old.
He was
DJing.
Like a grandpa. Yeah. It was amazing. What was his name? DJ Doug or something.
I don't know.
Darren.
Yeah.
No, it started with Darren. A D because it matched. It said DJ.
Dave. DJ Dave. And he would always say, he's like, and I'm your DJ, DJ Dave. It's like, all right, Dave, we get it. We love your job.
He had like this little headset on too, like this, but it was like old school. It was so cute. But he came up to us and asked, because when you made the reservation, you could say if you were celebrating something.
Mm-hmm.
So we said that we were celebrating we were on our honeymoon, and he came up and asked if we wanted to dance to a song and just asked what our names were so he could make an announcement. It was really sweet. We felt very, very special.
Yeah. He announced us twice, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played our first dance song.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't really enjoy it at the wedding. Because there's so much
stuff
going on.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
Everyone's staring at you.
Yeah. And it literally felt like we danced for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, on the boat, it felt like we danced for 10 minutes.
We danced the whole song on the boat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was really fun. And then we just went up top.
Wait, real quick. Our first dance song was Miracle by Riley Clemens, for anyone that's curious.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and
fits our story. Yeah, for sure.
And then we went up top. I again had like two drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle had like two drinks.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually, if y'all are curious, because a lot of people ask us like if we drink alcohol, honey.
Yeah.
Like, this is a question that I feel like I should just answer. Guys, Michelle and I drink, yeah, but yeah, we usually stop after like one drink or two drinks.
Yeah.
We never, like, if it's a third drink, she never goes over two. If it's a third drink for me, it's because I'm drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
And for me personally, it's going to take me a lot to get drunk off beer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't gotten drunk in like 3 years,
mm-hmm,
and it would probably take me like 6 to 8 to get like drunk.
Mm-hmm.
But usually after like two, I'm just like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not like tipsy or anything, but I'm just like, yeah, I drink to socialize with Michelle. That's Michelle and I only drink around each other.
Yeah, we do.
So when we drink, it's just because we've had our meal and we, that's how we like to hang out with each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
yeah, we eat dinner together. Right. We have a cocktail.
Yeah.
Or we make a cocktail and we take it on a walk with us.
Yeah.
Just to have one and just enjoy it. It's like it's a flavor thing.
Yeah,
like a lot of people like to drink heavily,
uh-huh,
for the feeling.
Yeah.
And we just like enjoy the taste of it and bonding over it.
And,
literally.
Yeah. It's, and that's the thing is, it's like, everyone has different convictions over alcohol. It's not a one size fits all, guys.
Yeah, and especially like if you have a history of it.
Yeah.
Or you struggled.
Yeah.
Or you still struggle. Like, obviously, listen to those convictions and don't do it. You know.
Yeah. But I had a history of it. You know, in college, I would get drunk and stuff like that, but when I dropped out of college, I completely got over that hump. Before I even gave my life to Jesus, I stopped drinking completely.
Mm-hmm.
To tell you the truth, I didn't start drinking until you and I started dating.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just because it was one of those things where it's like, oh, we're going to have a drink with our meal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's fine. However, if I were to go to a bar with three of my friends who aren't believers, well, then that's, then my college may start coming back to me,
right,
and then I may slip up. You know, it's really putting yourself in the right environment too,
mm-hmm,
you know, and you can put that with any sin,
mm-hmm,
you know, you can put that with, I don't know, like having sex before marriage, you know, you had sex before marriage, gave your life to Jesus. And then, you know, you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. And then it's like, well, if you put yourself in a situation where the girl's probably going to get naked, I mean, you know, what do you think is going to happen? So I don't know. There's, just follow your own convictions with that. But that is a question we get a lot. Do y'all drink? You know, do y'all get drunk? What's your opinion? And mm-hmm, it's like, well, my opinion doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
What does God's word say?
Mm-hmm.
God's word say, be sober minded. Don't get drunk. Take that as you may.
Mm-hmm.
Take that up with the Lord for yourself.
Yeah.
And Michelle and I do that. And I'm going to have a glass of wine tonight on our date night. We're going to make homemade sushi. And it's, mm-hmm, going to be freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go to bed.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how I do things around here.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the third night. Sorry, that was a tangent. That's how these podcasts go. Fourth night was chill night.
Well, let's talk about the day, the morning.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so your girl is terrified of storms.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Not just storms, tornadoes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Asher did not believe me until we had a tornado warning here in Texas, and I lost my marbles.
Yes, you did.
And he did not believe me until that moment. And then he was like, oh, you're being serious. And I was like, yes, I'm terrified. So while we were in Florida, we got a storm warning and it was a rainy day on Thursday. And I was like, let's go to the Marine Aquarium. This place is really cool because they specialize in search, rescue, and then release. So
cool.
It's amazing. Yeah. So they find sea wildlife that has something wrong with it. So they had the dolphin that didn't have a fin on its tail. They found it and then they brought it in, and that one they had to take care of. I don't know if they released it because she had a fake fin that they had to attach to her. So I don't know if they released her back. But anyways, this place was really, really cool. And we went over there. And while we're in the aquarium, all of everyone's phone
cell phone
starts going off that there's a tornado warning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope, I grab Asher's hand and I'm like, because we were lower. We were on the lower level and there's tanks everywhere, right? And if something were to happen and let's say strong winds hit the building and something happens to the tanks and they like erupt, you know, like we're all going to get flooded because we're on like the bottom level.
And we're going to be swimming with dolphins, literally.
Yeah. And turtles. I didn't see any sharks. They said that they had some there.
There was one shark.
Okay. And it was a bottom.
It was at the very bottom. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyways, I grabbed his hand and we're like running through this thing. We go back through the stingray section and I'm like, we got to get up the stairs.
That was cool.
Yeah. The stingrays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was around a bunch of 5-year-olds and I was petting the stingrays. Yeah. I was like, honey, look.
Yeah. I'm sure it's already up by now, but I will be posting here soon. The honeymoon files.
Yeah.
Is what I'm going to call it. And there's going to be a picture of Asher petting the stingray and it is the cutest thing ever. I'm literally going to show our kids.
I'm around a bunch of 6-year-olds and I'm like, honey, look. And you're over here like, oh my goodness, why did I marry
you? Had the biggest smile on your face. It was so cute. And then he goes, do you want to? And I'm like, no, I'm okay.
I was really enjoying myself.
I literally married a golden retriever. For anyone that's seen those videos where people are like, my husband's a golden retriever. I didn't know what the people meant by that until I met you. And then I was like, no, you're literally one. And it's the best thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm over here petting a stingray and you're over here like, we're about to die.
Yeah. No, the guy was like, stay put. Like, we're okay. We're just going to hang out here for a bit and wait for it to pass. And I'm like, I think he could tell by the look on my face that I was like freaking out. But anyways, so that happened. I also was super emotional when we first got there because I left my wedding ring.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And my engagement ring, like the set sink.
You said something, honey, and it completely broke my heart when you said it. You said, I left my wedding ring at home. It literally feels like I'm sinning.
It did. No, it did. Like it made me sick.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. Like, I said, oh, what if, because we were getting our room cleaned while we were staying in the hotel because we stayed in the same room the whole time. And I did make a comment like, what if something does happen to it or like they take it if they see it or whatever. But that wasn't even like, yeah, that was a fear, but that wasn't the main thing that I was feeling. It was, I looked down and I was like, I'm naked. Like I was walking around holding your hand with my left hand so that no one saw it. Yeah. Because I was embarrassed that I didn't have it on. Because I was like, no, this man is my husband. Mm-hmm. I just don't have my ring on right now. I literally felt like I was sinning against God. Like, it was great. I was crying.
Yeah,
cry. Go about ahead, that. Make fun of me. I was literally in tears at the aquarium. Couldn't enjoy my time. And then we get a tornado warning. It was a very emotional morning.
Yeah. So I knew this. Shout out premarital.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, everyone needs to go through premarital. So the sticker that Michelle put on her forehead was, it says, hello, my name is. You had to say like one thing about you that your partner needs to know. And Michelle's was, hello, my name is emotional.
Mm-hmm.
What was mine, honey?
I don't think you filled it out.
I don't think I filled it out. Mm-mm. I have like 11, but yeah. So whenever Michelle gets emotional, I'm like, yeah, this is expected. She said her name is emotional. So
I did cry on the way home because of traffic the other day.
Yeah, you did.
A lot going on.
Yeah. And yeah, that was funny. Let's see here. Yeah, so that was that day. And then
Friday was the last full day.
Yeah, Friday was the sailboat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We last minute decided that we were going to go on a catamaran.
Yep. Homegirl got sick on me.
I threw up on the ship.
Yeah, which is very weird.
We're not sure what happened.
Yeah.
I literally had a seltzer.
Yeah.
And we also had a poke bowl before we went on there. And I was on the sea on a boat. And I get motion sickness, but I only get motion sickness in the car usually.
Yeah. We were really enjoying, so it was only 2 hours of sunset sail. We were really enjoying ourselves. We took, y'all are going to see the photos.
Mm-hmm.
We took a lot of good photos. I actually put up the sail. I wish you would have gotten a video of that.
But it's okay. I had your cup in my hand. I had my hands full. There was a lot going on.
I know. I had to put up the sail because the guy was injured, which was really cool. And I had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a really cool experience. We were on the front of a sail ship. We were feeling the wind. It was a very smooth ride, too. It wasn't, like, rocky or whatever. Mm-hmm. I had my Michelob in my hand. My wife was right next to me. We were seeing the sunset. It was really great. And it was the first time I've been with Michelle since she's been sick. She's been sick when we were engaged, but it wasn't like this. Mm-hmm. It was like, I think I have a fever, maybe not. I don't know. So she would like,
well, like in bed. It started with like, oh, like before.
Yeah. I'm saying like we were engaged. You've like been a little bit sick, but nothing like this.
Yeah.
And so we were sitting there and she was like, my stomach just really hurts. And I was like, oh no.
Cause I say that a lot.
Yeah. Cause one thing about, I'll speak to all husbands here. Your wife says my belly hurts every day.
More than once a day.
Yeah, more than once a day. I don't know why they say belly. I don't know why they just don't say stomach. I don't know if they think it's cute or something. But it's like, dude, if you need to take a dump, just go take a dump. It's fine. Anywho.
This was a different pain, though. This was like my intestines were on fire.
Yeah. And so then I kind of got worried. I was like, dang, this really isn't good. So I talked to the co-captain to just get Michelle some water first. Mm-hmm. So he gets her some water, and then you were like, I think I need a barf bag too.
Yeah.
And I was,
you know,
like,
that for anyone that's ever felt like you're about to throw up, your mouth starts watering and you can just like feel it coming. Like that's what I felt. I was like, oh no, this isn't good. And I can't even tell you when last time was I threw up.
Yeah, that was the thing, is one thing that Michelle and I do have in common, from the thousands of things we have in common. We have a lot of differences too. But one thing that we do have in common is that Michelle and I both have a very, very hard stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we may do number two in a way that may not be so healthy.
Yeah. But when it never comes up.
Yeah. But when it comes to throwing up, no. Mm-hmm. That I don't even remember the last time I threw up.
Mm-hmm.
And like, If we ate bad food, I'm confident Michelle and I would not throw up. We would just be on the toilet.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't think it was the food, because we were eating the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We shared that poke bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so then like the bathroom was like underneath the ship a little bit. So she was down there on the toilet.
I wasn't going to the bathroom. I was sitting on the seat.
She was sitting on the seat.
Because I didn't want to throw up in front of everybody.
Yeah, yeah. So she was sitting down there, and I didn't know what to do. So I was just drinking a beer, and I was
watching the sail, watching the sunset. Well, I was trying
to peek up, but it was hard to see a good view. Because I didn't. I felt like if I left you, it was a very selfish thing. Mm-hmm. So that's, and then at the same time, I was like, maybe she thinks it's selfless if I leave her, because maybe she doesn't want to be around anyone. So I just did, that's why I was like in the middle, and mm-hmm. I would like go down, I would like rub her back, and I'm like, we still doing bad? And she was like, oh yeah. And so she ended up throwing up. I went up to the bar on the ship, and I was like, hey, can I get some paper towels? And he was like, yeah. And then I was like, also, can I get another beer? And the guy was like, oh, yeah, of course. And the guy to the left, he was like, yeah, man, can I get some paper towels? My wife's dying down there. Oh, also, can I get another beer?
Yeah.
And it was just it was so funny the way he said it.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it was a joke, obviously.
Yeah.
But it was just really, really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then we parked. We went home. Michelle had chicken tenders and
We stopped at CVS or Walgreens to get, I had Alka-Seltzer.
Yes.
So we didn't get anything, cause I don't like soda.
We got saltine crackers.
We did. We got saltine, cause I wanted to settle my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that I felt fine, but I wanted plain food.
Mm-hmm.
So you ended up getting some seafood thing, didn't you? No, you got a burger.
Mm-hmm.
You got American food too.
Yep.
I was like, I really just want some plain chicken tenders and french fries. That's all that sounded good. So that's what I ate.
Yep. And it was Saturday when we tried crab legs, wasn't it?
No, it was Thursday evening.
Thursday evening. Wait, no, actually, you know what, honey? We're a day behind on everything.
No, the sailboat was Friday.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, but we went out to eat after the aquarium, didn't we? We went to the,
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We right. went to the main Krabby's.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got so crab legs on Thursday.
That's another
night.
Thing. Michelle's never had crab legs. I haven't mm-hmm. had them in forever, so I literally forgot how to crack them.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy showed us. Michelle loves crab legs now, which is exciting.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is I hate the taste of crab, but not when it's real.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and that's what Michelle figured out, because whenever I'd buy the crab from Kroger, like,
or
in
even
the
like
packs,
crab flavored things,
yeah.
like crab soup or something.
Yeah.
Like, mm-mm.
Yeah, and I was thinking, honey, because crab legs at Kroger aren't really that expensive.
Honey, they sell them at Costco.
Do they? We may have to.
We may have to have like a fun game night with
yeah,
our friends.
That's what I was about to say.
And do that thing. What's that board?
Oh man!
But you usually do it with lobster, but hey, we could do well, crab.
You usually do crab, crawfish.
That's what it is. Crawfish.
Crawfish is
it's corn.
Yeah, corn, potatoes.
Sausage.
Yeah, corn, potatoes, sausage, crawfish, crab legs, sometimes shrimp. Oh, my Louisiana people, shout it out in the comments.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Also Memphis. It's crawfish is big in Memphis. It's
yeah.
not really big in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's big in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, not really. So it's going to be hard for us to find crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be fun. So yeah, that was our trip. To finish up the trip, Michelle had something a little bit wrong with her.
I did.
In the woman area.
Aside from the throwing up.
Yeah, aside from the throwing
this
up.
This was the next day.
Yeah, Michelle had a little bit something going on down there.
Yeah.
The women will know.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we peed after sex,
yeah.
okay? Don't go in the comments saying, well, did y'all take a pee?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But sometimes stuff happens.
Yeah.
And
it actually, when you Google it, that's not the cause of it.
I was just about to say that there are other causes to that.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's just bacteria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Michelle and I have done an overview autopsy of the situation. Let me finish. And we have came to the conclusion that both of us were very dehydrated,
mm-hmm.
and it was a very humid climate.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say we were in the sand a lot without showering.
Yes.
A lot of bacteria grows mm-hmm. in humid places.
Mm-hmm.
So Michelle and I came to the conclusion where we went somewhere that was very humid. It's not that humid in Frisco.
Mm-hmm. At least right now.
Yeah, at least yeah. right now. So it was a big change for her body. And on top of that, the sun poisoning didn't help.
Yeah.
So,
I also got sun poisoning on that day, on that Friday.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's not feeling well. We go to the doctor. She gets medication. And she just finished her medication actually yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, for my women, I took an over-the-counter pill and it went away for 3 days and came back.
Yeah.
So if you have something wrong with you, please go to the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause mine could have turned into something way worse.
Yes. And it's still a little bit irritated down
Uncomfortable.
There. Uncomfortable down there. So, now to come back full circle to you guys, because we always like to give y'all some nuggets in all these episodes. I know
nuggets.
We're just trying to, yeah, like golden nuggets.
I don't know what that means.
Like pieces of advice.
Oh, okay.
And just like stuff we've learned.
Yeah.
Like this whole podcast is stuff that we've learned throughout our journey. And Michelle and I have not had sex in like a week. So
I think it's been longer than that.
Yeah, because there's been some stuff down there that's
yeah.
been going on. And something that Michelle and I know about each other is that both of us are very selfless people.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to be like, oh, just get over it, that would
mm-hmm.
be very selfish of me.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, so there's something wrong with me. And Michelle was like, get over it, you know, because we both, obviously it's an intimate thing. We both want to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
So how have we been navigating that, honey?
I think it's been okay. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is that we were already connected before we did that. And then we connected more when we did that. So I mentioned to you today, just being vulnerable, that I haven't felt connected to you mm-hmm. since we haven't been doing it. But we've been prioritizing other things. So Asher has been going on my walks with me. I always walk at least once a day. Now we've been walking twice a day, in the afternoon and in the evenings together. Just talking and spending time together. And then we still have our weekly date nights. So tonight we're going to make sushi, mm-hmm. homemade sushi. And just prioritizing, like, actually spending time together. Now we can, you don't have to leave and go home. Mm-hmm. So last night we finished a movie that we started the night before. So sorry, we're old people. We go to bed really early.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we do. Shout out.
We had to cut a movie in half and watch it 2 days.
Yeah.
Which was fine. But just cuddling and doing other things so that I still feel connected has been something that we've been trying to do. Because, you know, when you get married, it's new, you're exploring, it's fun, it's intimate, and then it got ripped away.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, dang, this sucks. There's a lot of other things that we're doing just to take the place of it, but that stuff's kind of easy because we did all of that before we even got married.
Yeah.
So we set the stage for when this stuff happens, right?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Like, we did a very good job at training our bodies to not rely on having sex before marriage. So if something does come up in the future where we have to withstand from it,
mm-hmm.
we're still going to love each other and, you know, still connect with each other.
Yeah.
You know, now having said that, I mean, do Michelle and I like miss having sex with each other? Well, of course, because it's the most intimate thing that a couple can do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only thing on earth that glorifies God.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing you can do to glorify God is literally have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a great form of worship. Michelle and I have talked about that. It's pretty mm-hmm. cool. Anywho.
let's stop there while we're ahead.
But yeah, it's been a different season, but I wanted to talk to you guys about that because mm-hmm. Michelle and I like to be open and vulnerable about everything, and we've been open and vulnerable about everything in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why would we stop now? And it's like, yeah, we just got married and we got to take a pause on that mm-hmm. activity for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I mean, it's now, you know, four years ago, me probably would have been like, oh man, I'm just itching to just, you know, have sex. Like, I'm grumpy or, you know, whatever it may be. But it's like,
I am. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
That was a joke.
Now, I'll tell you one thing. Michelle says, I want to have sex with you more than I say that. Just to let you guys know.
Honey.
Not saying like Michelle's like horny or whatever, but, you know, it's also a new, it's something new to me. I've never had, you know, a woman tell me that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really cool because, like, oh wow, this girl really does love me.
I really, really love you.
Yeah.
And I want to express my love to you.
Yeah. It's really cool. That's it.
Yeah. So we live together now.
Uh-huh.
Since a lot of people asked us that when we were engaged.
Yes.
Asher officially lives here.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now waiting on our marriage license. It's mm-hmm. a little delayed. Not sure what's going on. Apparently the state of Texas is taking a while.
Yeah.
And when we get that back, we'll get everything legally changed. And we were a little nervous to live together because we were used to our space and we also both work from home.
Mm-hmm.
So having separate spaces where we work and not being distracting to each other. And, you know, we got to hang out like a couple hours a day during the week, or sometimes it was only 1 hour until our date nights. Then we got to spend like 3 hours. Now we spend all day together. And I'm speaking for myself. You can share your thoughts, but I love it. I'm with my best friend all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I was nervous about, which I don't think we've ever talked about this, but we could talk about it on the podcast now.
Sure. Let's talk about it.
One thing that I was really nervous about was getting help because I've always lived by myself and I've always done everything by myself. I do all the dishes. I do all the cleaning. I do all the laundry. I do everything by myself because I'd never had any roommates. It was always just me. And when you were moving in, I was like, because we had comments about like, we want, like, I'm OCD and I'm just a clean freak. So like I wanted to keep up with those things, but I didn't want to do it in a way where I was like, I'm doing all of this and I'm not getting any help kind of thing. Cause that's how it would have made me feel. But we talked in the future about like me doing those roles, right? And like raising our kids and just being who God created me to be, mm-hmm. right? That's just, those are my strengths, right? Mm-hmm. Our premarital counselor said, don't take away their skills, right? So if I'm really good at cleaning, then, or if you're really good at cleaning, and typically everyone says a woman cleans, I'm not going to take that away from you.
Yeah.
You know, like, so that's one thing that I was worried about, was like not getting help and just like doing everything and then just feeling like really burnt out and like done at the end of the day and like just wanting to go to sleep. And you've been so helpful. It's actually been like super surprising.
Thanks,
like,
honey.
Obviously right now I don't feel good. So there's a lot of things going, and it takes me longer to get ready for bed. So for the sake of time, you'll like cook dinner and like clean up and everything. And it's just been really refreshing to have someone like care for you, you know, and like I do your laundry and I put your laundry away. Like we're not keeping tallies, but we're both like finding ways to help each other.
Help each other out. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, it's been really healthy. Like that's what I was worried about, because yeah. I've always been independent, literally. Yeah.
So here's a couple of examples. Michelle, very good at organizing. Me, not good at organizing. So one thing Michelle does is put away clothes, put away mm-hmm. dishes in the right place, stuff like that. Great. I hate doing it. Yeah. Really works out very well. And I also feel like I need to say this too, because it's not a one size fits all. Like mm-hmm. it's not like the right thing works for every marriage. Obviously there's like certain pillars that will definitely help.
Mm-hmm.
But if your couple down the street, if the woman likes mowing the lawn and yeah. she makes it perfect, and the guy yeah. doesn't like mowing the lawn, he prefers to, you know, put away the dishes or whatever, or just do cleaning inside, that doesn't make the couple wrong. Mm-hmm. That actually makes the couple right, because they know each other's strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that Michelle and I have really, 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 one, done a very good job at, but two, continue to learn about each other,
mm-hmm.
is what are your strengths and what are my weaknesses? Because God works in a very cool way where mm-hmm. your weaknesses, usually your partner picks up on that, and those are her strengths or his strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Again, putting the clothes away and stuff like that. You saw my apartment, honey. Mess.
Yeah.
I don't like folding clothes.
Yeah.
I don't like putting stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like doing that crap, mm-hmm. you know? And could I do it? Sure. Yeah, I could. Mm-hmm. I mean, but that's not the point,
mm-hmm.
you know? I like the word efficiency,
mm-hmm.
and efficient couples are healthy couples. And when you put away clothes, you do it very efficiently. It feels mm-hmm. like if I did it my way, one, it would be sloppy, and two, it would take longer.
And I would probably have to fix it.
Yeah, and you would have to fix it.
Which would create more work.
Yeah. And yeah. in the same way, at night in the kitchen, you know, there are some times where, like for casseroles and stuff like that, that's very organizing type of, you got to measure this out, you got to measure this out, stuff like that.
Like recipes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those, I'm out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
However, if it's beef, rice, veggies, something like that, Michelle's out of the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
because that's something where I don't have to measure stuff out. Mm-hmm. I know the increments. I've done it for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know how to cook that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to the recipes, casseroles, stuff like that, that's when I'm usually out of the kitchen, because that's her strength and that's my weakness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just really important to understand your partner. That's mm-hmm. what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
And just work based off of what they're good at and what they're not good at,
mm-hmm.
and just help each other out. You know, you're a yeah. team.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the biggest thing, is it's literally like you're a team, and teams do their best to be efficient.
Mm-hmm.
A point guard is not going to be on the low post mm-hmm. shooting hook shots.
Mm-hmm.
That's not efficient.
Yeah.
You know, if your wife likes unloading the dishes and you don't like unloading the dishes, let your wife unload the dishes.
Yeah.
Like it's okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, you don't have to be the superstar. You know, it is two people at one thing, and, you know, and we're not saying Michelle and I's recipe's right, But it's always good to get different perspectives as well to try it in your relationship and see what works best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle and I are never going to have it all figured out. And that's why we made this podcast. Well, thank you guys so much for listening, watching. We missed you guys. That's faux shizzle. Well, there's a lot of things coming up as well. This was very much an intro to like the content to come. There's a lot of stuff that Michelle and I can't announce. However, it's going to be very exciting. And a lot of new guests also coming on this season, which will be very fun.
Yeah.
And what I will say is if you're not subscribed, subscribe, because this is about to be a very good podcast for y'all to listen to.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of stuff happening very soon. I'm not trying to toot my own horn here. I just want to get y'all excited. Okay. but yeah, we love you guys. We missed you guys. Glad we're back. This is really cool filming in my home. And yeah, we will catch y'all next week on the tripod.